damn it, God fucking damn it, fucking Kindling. Can't even make a fire right. How the hell does that work? Oh, of all the nights to forget my lighter. This would have been a lot easier if you were here. You taught me how to do this once, but I can't remember now. And you would probably think it's pretty funny. I wish I could remember. Probably would have paid better attention if I'd known. If I'd known, you would have. God damn you. Just fucking God damn you. Hey. You're back. Welcome, I guess. No, I wasn't saying anything, just kind of grumbling, I guess. You didn't miss much. Yep, we're all set. Tensor is set up. I think I've got the fire going just as I... Come on. Oh! Shit! There it goes! Looks like I remembered after all. Oh. Nothing, just come here. Take a seat. It's getting all toasty now. Just in time, too. Yep. There goes the sunset. So, to get the canoe all tied up. Yeah, it sounds stressful. Well, I'm sure it'll be fine. It really only needs to stay till morning. And, it, sounds like you can leave the other one on the truck, too, because, yeah. I just got the text from Shauna. She and Craig aren't coming, and no word from Leslie and Heather, so yeah. Looks like it's just gonna be us. No. They didn't really say why they weren't coming. Some excuse, I don't know. It's okay. I mean, it's disappointing, but I get it. Lots of memories out here. Good ones mostly, but yeah. Good memories can hurt sometimes. Well, let's not let it get to us, okay? I mean, we're fun people, right? So let's do what fun people do. Let's have fun immediately. Yeah, easier said than done, I guess, under the circumstances, but you know, I was kind of banking on having everybody here to help me relax and get my head on straight, but so this is, oh shit, no, I didn't mean, I'm sorry, I'm really glad you're here, seriously, it's just, I don't know, with everything that happened, it's just, it's hard not to think about difficult stuff, you know what I mean? Oh, wait, I just remembered, I brought something that might help with that, voila, booze, lots of booze. Well, don't get excited. It's just vodka. It's cherry flavored vodka. I know, blah, but I hate the stuff. But you know, it was his favorite, so it seemed fitting. But yeah, after tonight, I'm looking forward to never drinking it again. Well, you don't have to drink it. It's not like the two of us can finish this bottle by ourselves anyways, but I don't know. Like, don't you just want to... Let's just do one shot. in his honor. You don't have to. I just thought it would be nice. I thought he'd like that. Yeah. Well, fuck. I didn't bring any shot glasses or anything, so I guess we'll have to take turns and share cooties. Yes, thank you for your noble sacrifice, you're a trooper. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors. Whoever wins gets to pick who goes first. Okay? And shoot. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot. Wait. Oh, damn it. Damn it. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. We didn't... Best 2 out of 3. Yes, I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm just getting warmed up. Okay? Okay. Hands up, bitch. Let's go. Let's go. Uh-huh. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot. Eat shit. I'm not getting cocky. I'm getting confident. Okay. Big difference. Big difference. I'm on a roll. Okay. I'm remembering my training. I can feel it. Okay. Ready? Ready, hot shot? Okay, tiebreaker. This is all the marbles. Okay. Okay. Ready? Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. No! No! Couldn't do it! Would it have been so terrible to let me win, asshole? No. Yeah, I know you don't let somebody win rock, paper, scissors. Whatever. So, I guess I'm drinking first, right? Okay. Oh, you do. Oh, such a gentleman. Well, in that case, here you go, hero. Enjoy. Yeah. Oh, I know that face. Oh, it doesn't exactly go down smooth, does it? You poor thing. Here, I brought some chaser. Again, please temper your expectations. It's Sprite, you know. Just to round out the trashy freshman year nostalgia trip. Mm. Oh, come on, quit moaning here. Take this, and here, give me that bottle. Okay, here we go. Oh God, no. Oh God, that smell brings back memories. Sweaty, nauseous, awful memories. Mm. Chill out, I'm doing it. I just need a second, Jesus Christ. Okay. Okay, bottoms up. Cheers to you, Ben. I miss you. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fuck. That is just how I remember it. Oh, God. Oh, my throat is so angry. Sprite, please. Hurry. Oh, the worst. The absolute worst. I will fight whatever smug Russian fuck came up with flavored vodka. You know, I'm pretty sure Ben didn't even like vodka. Not really. He just told us he did because he liked watching us drink it. That fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was always a joke with him, you know. Always a reason to smile. You'd smile even when you wanted to punch him in the face. And I always wanted to punch him in the face. Anyway, I was also kind of hoping that everybody else would bring stuff to do. I brought the tents and you brought the canoes. I guess we held up our end of the deal. Jerks. I guess we'll make do. Oh, man, I just wish I had thought to bring some music or something. I guess I did bring the guitar, but yeah, I did play, but it's not, I don't, it's not, it's Ben's guitar, and it was special to him, and I don't think I can do that. Yeah, no, let's play a game, okay? Pass the time. That'll be fun. I don't know which game. Like I said, I didn't bring any. Okay. Drinking game. Never have I ever. Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Even more high school bullshit. Yeah, let's do it. Okay. No, I am not taking any more shots of that garbage. Just okay, I'm just gonna do a little nips. If I say a thing and you've done the thing, you take a nip, okay? Yes, okay. I'll go first. Never have I ever been slapped in the face. Okay, you haven't either. Lame. Okay, well, the night is young. Oh, calm down. Your turn. Okay. Have I ever been skinny dipping? Fucking men. I swear to God. No. Oh, no, I have definitely not. And that sounds so cold and embarrassing. No, thank you. Oh my God, you're annoying. You know what? You know what? Okay. Just for that. Never have I ever tied up a canoe. Oh, gotcha. There you go. There you go. Take a nip. Oh, big nip. Tastes so good. All right, there's the face. Here, let me take back that bottle before you drop it. Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready. Hit me. Make it a good one. Oh. Never have I ever broken somebody's heart. That's a heavy one. I mean, I don't know for sure if I. Okay. Yep. Is it really that surprising? Wow. I'm flattered. Whose art? It's kind of a long story, I guess. Yeah, I guess we do have time. Okay, hold on, I need a drink. Okay. So, remember freshman year when we spent the whole summer together before we moved into the dorms? Yeah, that was an important time of year for all of us, I think. I mean, we had all known each other for a while, but that was when we really came together, you know? We got to know each other. We went on trips. Shauna and Craig finally hooked up, and I think that's when I discovered the magic of alcohol. That part might have happened right here, actually, right on this lake, but my memory is a bit fuzzy for obvious reasons. Anyway, remember that summer? That is when I noticed how close you and Ben were. I mean, I knew you two were best friends and everything, but I guess it hadn't occurred to me just how much you meant to each other. Like how you were always ribbing on each other, messing around, pushing each other into questionable decisions. typical guy stuff, I guess, but I don't know. Before that, I don't think I ever had heard two men say I love you without turning into some like dumb macho joke. And you guys, you did love each other a lot and you never tried to hide it. And I don't know, I thought that was really cool and I thought you guys were cool. I think I was missing that kind of love in my life. Like Heather and Leslie were great and Shauna and Craig are great too, but things can be kind of surfacey with them, I guess. They like to change subject when things get too real. And I was used to that. I mean, that's what my family was like too, so I didn't notice it for a while, but you two radiated this warmth, and you loved each other so much, and that seeped out into everything around you, and I wanted that. So I wanted to know about you two. I mean, I knew, but like before our whole big group started hanging out, I was just Heather's friend, and you two were Craig's friends. And you know what I mean? Like, we were always on opposite sides of the group, I guess. I saw you two all the time, but it was never just us, just like you and me, or me and Ben. And that was fine, all of us being friends together, but I wanted to be your friend. I wanted to be Ben's friend. So when we went to college, when you and Ben moved into the dorms together, that was my chance, right? My chance to finally get to know you guys, and I did. And those first few months, we had a lot of fun, didn't we? Partying, staying out late, and getting into trouble, and then running from the cops that one time. I don't think I ever thanked you for saving the day on that one. Who knew you were so good at urban camouflage? Oh, come on. I'm trying to make you sound good. Urban camouflage sounds so way better, way cooler than pulling your friends into a dumpster. Anyway. I really did get to know you two, and it was great at first. And then pretty soon you started dating, what was her name? Blonde girl, pre-med. Right. Yeah, so suddenly you weren't around as much, and then you weren't around at all. And that's normal. You were exploring new things, discovering new sides of yourself, getting serious about your studies, but Ben wasn't. I don't think you knew what to do without you around. You two were like brothers, and Ben didn't handle it very well. So when you were making new friends, studying hard, getting a job, Ben was drinking and drinking and drinking, and then suddenly that impulsiveness we all loved him for wasn't so cute anymore. And there was one night. He showed up at my door. He had done that before. So I was just expecting to sober him up, let him sleep on my couch, all that, but he wasn't drunk. I don't know. The look in his eyes, I had never seen him like that before, and it scared me. He stumbled in and he sat down and he told me about his night. You two had been, I don't know what to call it, fighting, I guess. He was jealous of how how much time you were spending with your girlfriend, and he confronted you about it, and it sounded like you didn't handle it very well. He told me some of the things you two said to each other, and God, they were vicious, and I couldn't believe the two of you would talk to each other like that. And he broke down right there on my couch. He was just so scared. He was so scared of losing you. And we were all kind of hanging out with different crowds at that point. The rest of us had stopped partying so much, and we were all in different programs, and he didn't know what to do, and he was afraid that if he lost you, he wouldn't have anyone left, and he was just so lonely, you know. It broke my heart, and it broke my fucking heart, and I didn't know what to do, and I couldn't see him like that, and I couldn't let him hurt that much. And I sat down next to him and I rubbed his back. And I told him everything will be okay. And I kissed him. And he kissed me back. Stupid fucking mistake. Stupid, heartless, oblivious. I shouldn't have done that. I really shouldn't have. Worst fucking thing I could have done. And I didn't feel anything for him. Not at all. He was my best friend. Him and you. And that was all. But I just wanted him to be okay. You know, I wanted him to know that he wasn't alone. That I was there. And I wanted to help him. And that I loved him in the only way that I could. That the love you two had for each other wasn't the only thing in his life. I wanted to help. I just wanted to help. So when we kissed and he told me that he loved me, and not like in the way, and not like in the way that you two had loved each other. He really, really loved me, and he had for a while. And that time I had spent getting close to you two. That time I had spent getting close to you two, he had started feeling things for me, and I had no idea. And he told me that the part of the reason you two had grown apart was that he was more interested in spending time with me. And he said all these things, and I felt nothing. Nothing at all. Just shame and regret. And I had just kissed him, not out of affection, just out of pity, because I felt sorry for him. What kind of cruel, heartless, pathetic excuse for a friend? And in that moment, as I held his hand and I leaned in for another kiss, I froze. I realized what I had done, and I was horrified at myself. How could I have done that to him? How could I have led him on? Like, what was I thinking? He was so happy. Like, I had suddenly fixed everything. Like he had been waiting for this forever. And I had to let him down. I had to let him down right then and there. And I thought I was preventing something terrible from happening, but it was too late. And I know that now. I pulled away from the second kiss, and I really wanted to explain myself. You know, I wanted to tell him that I was sorry, but I couldn't return his feelings, and that I still really cared about him, but I couldn't, I wouldn't do anything else, anything from the whole, I would do anything else in the whole world to help him, but I was so sorry for getting his hopes up, and I didn't know how he felt, and I don't know anything to pull back that mistake, but I couldn't, I was, I was so ashamed and I couldn't find the words and I was so scared. I knew I had ruined everything and I just wanted out. I wanted out of that situation as fast as I could. And I pushed him away and I asked him to leave. And I couldn't even look in his eyes. I just asked him to leave just like that. And he just stared at me for a minute, just stared like he wanted to say something, but he was just empty. And then he got up and he left without a word. And that was the last I saw him for a really, really long time. That might be the worst thing I've ever done. I kept telling myself that my intentions were good, but I still can't believe myself. There are so many things I could have done, so many ways I could have helped him and supported him, but I didn't. I froze, and instead of helping you to make up, I wedged myself between you two, and I was so desperate to be close to you guys. I ended up wrecking it for Ben, for you, for all of us. I am so glad you two made up eventually. That made me happy. Things were never quite the same between Ben and me, and we never really talked about that night, but I'm glad you two still had each other, and I'm glad we had everybody else too. A year or so later, he was back in everybody's life. The same funny, fun goofball he always was. Always laughing. Always pushing everybody to try new things. Always playing. Always drinking. Always drinking and driving. Yeah, and that leads us to now, I guess. You and me, drinking around a fire, mourning, remembering, regretting. So there. Yep. I have broken someone's heart before. I think you win the game. Did you know about any of that stuff? Did he ever tell you about it? He did. And what do you think about it? What do you think about it? No. No, I'm not. I'm not blaming myself. I'm not blaming myself for anything. I deeply regret what happened between us. I really do. But I know I didn't have anything to do with what happened to him, with what he did to himself. I'm not the one who left everyone who cared about him alone, left them with nothing but a beat up guitar that he always said he wanted chucked in the lake after he died, who made his friends go on one last camping trip to ruin all the other camping trips so that they could row out in the middle of a fucking freezing lake to bury the only thing they have left of him. No, I would never be that cruel, that fucking. Shit. I didn't mean that. I didn't. I mean, I did mean it in some way. I don't know. I'm just. I'm so confused right now. Thanks, Mr. Smirnoff. I just don't know how to feel. I'm all fucked up. I'm sad, obviously, but I'm just so angry at him And I don't want to be angry at him. I want to miss him and love him and remember all my favorite things about him. I want to remember all the amazing things he taught me, but I can't. I remember those things right now, and it's all covered up with this anger and this disappointment, and I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. I'll deal with it. Sorry. I'm so sorry for, dumping everything on you. I'll get it together. No, I don't need a hug. I don't want. I'm so mad at him, and I really, really hate myself for that. I hate that I can't just accept what happened and forgive him and move on and remember the good times, but I can't. He's gone, and I didn't have to be. He didn't have to be gone. He did a stupid, stupid thing, and now he's gone, and he left this big hole. And anger is the only thing I have left to fill it with, and that's just fucked up. That's so up. It's not fair. It's not fucking fair. It's like, what am I doing? What am I doing wrong? Is there a right way to feel? And I just can't because. But why not? Why can't I just be sad? Or here to, I don't know, celebrate him and remember him, but I can't. Not the way I want to. All of my memories are fucking poisoned, and all I can feel is anger and guilt. So fucking guilty. I can't. I just. He left us. He left us all alone, and it's nothing. Nothing will ever be the same. And I don't know what to do, and I'm just so lonely now. I talked to Shauna, or Heather, and I'm still lonely. I'm surrounded by people all the time, and I'm still so fucking lonely, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to do. Oh God, oh God, no, fuck. No, I shouldn't have done that. That's a really bad idea. No, I don't know what I was. I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again after all these years. I'm doing it all over again. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. That was really wrong of me, and I can't. We can't do that. I've been drinking, and I got emotional, and I lost control. I got overwhelmed, and I feel really lonely. God damn it. I mean, Jesus, you're my friend, and you're one of the only friends I have left. But for a minute, I just felt like. No, never mind. It doesn't matter why I did it. I shouldn't have. I should not have done that to you. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I should go to bed. Yeah. as you go to bed, that would be best. I put all your stuff in your tent, so yeah. Let's talk about that in the morning, okay? Just not now. What, the fire? Oh god, don't bother. Let's just leave it. It looks like it's about to rain anyway. Hey, are you awake? Hey. Already or not, I'm coming in. Oh, hi. Did I wake you up? I'm sorry, my tent sprung a leak. A bunch of rain got in and I'm soaked and freezing. And it doesn't look like the rain's gonna let up anytime soon, so I know this is really weird after earlier, but I think I'm gonna have to sleep in here tonight with you. I'm sorry, is that okay? Thanks. Thank you, you're a lifesaver. What a fucking night, right? Okay, I managed to keep some of my clothes dry. Not very many. No idea what I'll do in the morning, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Anyway, I need you to roll over for a second so I can change. Just don't look, okay? Yeah. Okay, that's a little better, at least. Okay. You just get some rest, okay? I'll just curl up in the corner over here, and I'll see you in the morning. Yeah, I'm a little cold, but it's fine. I'm out of the wet stuff now, so I'll be okay. I don't know if I should do that. I mean, yeah, your sleeping bag is big enough, but yeah, that just kind of seems like a bad idea right now. Are you sure? Okay. Unzip and let me in. But can you shut your eyes? Because the clothes I managed to keep dry, they don't really cover a lot. So just when I get in there, just look away for a sec, okay? Okay. There. All covered up now. Thank you. This is better. A lot better, actually. I'm really sorry for earlier. I mean, no, not that. Not like that. I'm sorry for getting emotional, and well, I've already apologized for that as much as I know how. No, what I'm sorry for is venting all those difficult feelings and never asking how you feel. Yeah, I mean, I know how awful I feel, but you were way closer to him than I was, so I really can't even imagine where your head's at right now. So, are you okay? Yeah, you know, I'm all covered up now. You can turn over and look me in the eyes if you want. Hi. You're lonely too. Yeah, I bet you are. I know you guys weren't as close as you used to be, but it's awful losing such a big part of your life like that. And it's just not Ben, is it? The other guys. I guess I'm not surprised that they didn't show up. We've all kind of drifted apart, and I don't know. Maybe I hoped this would bring us back together, but it didn't. Did it? Nobody came. Nobody but me. And you. Can you? Would it be okay if, God damn it. Can I hold you just for a second? I know I'm not wearing much, but just for a second, please. I hate this. I hate all of this. All of these happy memories. They're not as happy as they used to be. And they aren't coming back. I have to move on and make new memories, but I'm not sure I can. I don't want to leave all these things behind. Not everything. I don't want to lose you, too. I don't want to grow apart from you. And I'm worried. It's gonna make me do something stupid. Is this too close? Is it okay? Yeah. Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about us? Yeah, I thought about too. Not in a while, but I've thought about it a lot. I want to be close to you, and I'm really worried it's a bad idea. I'm worried that this will be the same mistake I made then, because I can't promise what'll happen in the morning. Maybe we can take this further. Maybe we can't, but either way, I think we can make each other a little less lonely tonight. But you have to promise me something, okay? Promise me that no matter what happens, you won't go anywhere. You'll still be here tomorrow. That you can hold on to just one piece of those old times. Okay. Will you promise? Okay, then come here. You smell like campfire. I bet I do, too. Let me take these off. Yeah. Touch me, please. I need to feel your hands. Help me. In me. So warm. And, oh, your fingers. Oh, fuck. Go slow. Go slow. Oh. Be gentle. I wanna. I need to feel everything. Your shorts, take them off. Hurry, let me help. Your hands. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, feeling you in my hand. I want to get you hard for you. I want to get you hard. I want to feel you hard. Fuck. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me with your fingers. I'll only stroke you. Stroke your cock. Fuck. You. Oh, that's good. Oh, God, you're so hard. You're so hard. And I can feel you throbbing. Come here. Let me press it against my pussy and grind it on me. So you can feel. Oh, can you feel how wet you made me? Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, the way you're got. Oh, fuck. I need it. Oh, it feels so fucking good. I want you inside me. Oh, just like this. Is that okay? Is that okay? Please. Yeah. Okay, good. Let me move my leg over your hip and. Oh, when you're ready, just push it. Push inside me. Oh god. Okay, go slow. Just hold it in there for a second, okay? Let me get used to you. Let me feel you. Oh, I can feel you twitching. I can feel you twitching for me. I like that. I love that. Oh. Yeah, I love how you feel inside me. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Push it in deeper. Push it deeper. And fuck. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Give me your neck. Oh, you're so good. Oh, you're doing so fucking good. Baby. Oh, baby, I love your cock. Oh, thrusting into me. Give me butterflies. Our bodies. Oh, our bodies grinding together. Fuck, fuck. Fuck, I'm so. I'm so fucking wet for you. Can you feel? You can feel that. Oh, and you're driving me fucking. You're driving me fucking crazy. When you were dating that girl back in college, I was jealous. I was so fucking jealous. I wanted to be her friend, but I wanted more. I wanted more than friends too. I wanted to know what your sweat tasted like. I wanted to feel your breath on my neck, your lips on my ear. I wanted to hear you gasp and groan for me and fuck. Oh, let me. Okay. I want you from behind. I want you to fuck me from behind. No, don't move. Just let me turn over. There. Let me press against you and ah, oh, there. There you are. Fuck. Okay, fuck. I like the feeling of your cock pressing my ass like that. I bet if I just grind all back. Yeah, you like that? I thought so. Your cock is so nice, and what? And it just slides against my ass so nicely. Put your arms around me, and hold me close, and I'll reach down and put you back. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's even better. Oh, God. Go slow, baby. Go slow. Deep. Make me feel every inch. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Baby. Fuck. 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 Fuck me. Fuck me deep. God, you're so hard. Hard inside me. I can feel you breathing in my ear. Fuck. 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 Fuck, kiss, kiss, suck, suck it out. Oh, fuck, Jesus Christ, grab my destiny. Oh, God, oh, yes, do that. Oh, grab your arm, play with my clit while you fuck me. Holy shit, that's so fucking good, that's so fucking good. Oh, fuck me. Okay. Oh God, keep going like that, and I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, baby. I'm gonna come. Don't stop. Don't stop. Good. I really needed that. How about you? Are you close? Good. Don't come inside me here. Here, let me get under the covers. Hello there. Let's see. We can take care of that. Oh, it tastes good. For me? Are you getting close? Give it to me. Let go. Come to me. I'm my mom. Come in my mouth. There you go. How is that, baby? Good. I had fun too. You taste pretty fucking good, actually. Much better than cherry vodka. Hold on, let me work my way back out there. Hello. Hello again. Do you have any water? Only Sprite. Okay. Oh God. A final insult. Well, I'll do it for a chaser. Give it here. There we go. Now, come here. Hey, you okay? Me too. That was really good, but kind of intense. Are you feeling all right about it? Yeah, I'm feeling okay. I don't know. I've got a lot of thinking to do, I guess. You too, probably, but we got plenty of time tomorrow. For now, let's just be pressed together. Kind of sticky. This feels right, so let's not worry about it right now. Okay. Hey, thank you for coming on this trip with me. I realized this doesn't really fix anything, but I feel better. That was I was really worried that we'd all come out here, and I just realized there was nothing holding us together anymore. That we would try our best to remember the good times and just drift apart anyway. And I was kind of right about that, I think, but not you and me, okay? No matter what happens this morning, whether this ever happens again or not, just stay with me. Stay in my life, and I'll stay in yours for as long as we can. That would mean a lot to me. Deal. Good. Get some rest, okay? We've had some things to take care of in the morning, and I think they're gonna be pretty difficult, but I'll be there to hold your hand, and you can hold mine. We'll do it together. I think that'll make a difference. Good night. Sleep well.